Welcome to the weekday podcast of Sugar Hill Church, a church that truly is the perfect place for folks who aren't. So whether you're exercising, driving, meditating, or just hanging out with us today, thanks. Let's join Pastor Bobby McGraw for an encouraging message.
Well, hey guys, welcome back to the podcast. We're so glad you're here today. As I'm recording this, Laura and I just got finished hanging out with the Young Married small group, and we talked about some really important things, which is the topic of today's podcast. We talked about questions, and we talked about life, and we talked about all the options that we have. I don't know if you've ever felt this way, but chances are you have felt like there just aren't enough hours in the day. There's just not enough time. There's just not enough days. There's just not enough. There's so many things we could do. And honestly, when we've got so many options and we've got so many choices, sometimes it actually feels claustrophobic. It's like, man, I don't know what to do. I don't know how to handle it all. And so today I want to talk about something really practical. And it's this idea that to make the most of your time, you actually have to clarify what is really important. One of the things that I try to get rid of from my vocabulary is this phrase that I'm just busy. I don't like saying that. And I also don't like saying I just can't get it done, because the truth is not everything is actually worth doing. You can't get it all done, honestly, because God doesn't expect you to get it all done. He really doesn't. Sometimes we say yes to too many things and we end up saying yes to things that are outside what he's calling us to do. And so when it comes to clarifying what's really important, you've got to know what actually matters most. And then once you know what matters most, you've got to realize that there are some things that just don't matter at all. You've got to become clear about what counts and what doesn't count. You've got to know what's going to last and what isn't going to last. And most of the things that we spend our time on, most of the things that we stress out about, most of the time, the things that just feel so urgent really aren't going to have an impact in a year. They're definitely not going to have an impact in 10 years or 50 years or for eternity. So you've got to know what you value most. You've got to know what actually is important. You have to clarify it. I think the greatest gift that God has given us is definitely salvation, and it's salvation in Jesus. He came and he died on the cross for our sins so that our sins could be forgiven. And so we start by accepting his gift. That is the number one gift. But the second greatest gift that he gives us is the freedom to choose. Now, there's a loose translation of Job 34 that I find so fascinating. It says in verses 3 and 4, it says, we can choose the sounds that we want to listen to. We can choose the taste we want in food. We should choose to follow what is right. But first of all, we must define among ourselves what is good. I think that's a cool paraphrase. It's from the Living Bible. I think it's so amazing. Most people have never done this. They go through their entire lives and they never slow down and define what really matters to them, to literally sit down and write out their values. They've never said, this is what is good and this is what is bad. This is what I want and this is what I don't want. Why should we write it down? I think so often writing down helps us. There's an old evangelist that said it this way: thoughts disentangle themselves when they pass through the lips and the fingertips. Let me say that again. Thoughts disentangle themselves when they pass through lips and fingertips. In other words, this is a way of saying that when you write something down and when you can say it, it becomes clear. And the clearer something is, the more confidence that you can have, the more focus you can have. And so I would encourage you, if you've never written down what's important to you, if it's still fuzzy in your mind, take some time and figure out what's good, what matters most to you. When you haven't figured that out, when you haven't clarified what you want out of life, you become indecisive all the time because you can't do what's good until you decide what is good. You can't do what's important until you decide what really is important. You can't practice what you want to do in life until you clarify what you want to do in life. Man, don't be crowded out by all the options. Figure out what really is important and stay focused on that today. Have a great day. We'll see you back here tomorrow.
Thanks so much for joining us today for the weekday podcast. We would love to see you at Sugar Hill Church for one of our gatherings each Sunday at 9:30 and 11. And we are always streaming live at live.sugarhill.church. Again, thank you for joining us today. Please share these weekday podcasts with friends and family by tapping the share button. Have an awesome day.